When the four allies occupied the defeated Germany and divided it into four zones, they all agreed that it was essential to denazify the country. There were 8.5 million members of the Nazi Party in a population of 68 million, and there had been little visible resistance against Hitler. Thus, denazification stood at the top of the Allies' agenda. The trouble was, they had very different ideas of what Nazism was and how to eradicate it. The trouble also was, for all of them, denazification policies frequently clashed with other political priorities at the time. What was Nazism according to the Allies? The Soviets, who ruled the zone that was later to become East Germany, drew on their official ideology of Marxism-Leninism. Fascism, they believed, was a product of capitalism, and denazification had to aim at the roots of capitalism. To denazify meant to restructure society and the economy. Industries and banks were nationalized, and the owners of the large estates in the East, the so-called Junker class, were stripped of their land, which was given to peasants. Particular social groups, Junkers, industrialists, and wealthier peasants, were seen as the classes who had supported Hitler, while workers had supposedly only been brainwashed into following him. In the internment camps of the Soviet zone, in which about a third of the 122 inmates died between 1945 and 1950, Nazi perpetrators rubbed shoulders with these socially defined alleged Nazis. The Western Allies were united in rejecting the Soviet approach, but they were divided among themselves. Either they saw Nazism as something specifically German, born out of the German national character. This approach was called Vansittartism, after the British Lord Vansittart. If you follow this idea, you have to re-educate all Germans and change those social structures perceived to be specifically German, say the civil service or the elitist school system. Or they saw Nazism as the rule of a criminal elite and held only the thugs at the top responsible. This is called the outlaw theory. On this view, it would be essential to purge the elites and persecute individual criminals in the courts.